Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners, because in many countries in the Islamic world and the non-Islamic world, today is the day of Eid, Eid al-Fitr, which is one of the most happiest holidays in the Muslim calendar. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith and tradition, which has been narrated in the book Nahjul Balagha, a very famous book, which contains the sermons and letters and aphorisms of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this is the 428th aphorism, which has been narrated in that book. In this hadith, in this tradition, the Imam alayhi salam, he mentions Eid, and he talks a little bit about it. Let's see what he says. The Imam says, this Eid, meaning this holiday, this festival of Eid al-Fitr, is truly only a happy day, is truly only a holiday and a festival for the person whose fastings have been accepted. لِمَنْ قَبِلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ. For the person who fasted in the month of Ramadan, and not only fasted in the month of Ramadan, but Allah accepted his fast. So it's not simply the Eid and the festival for the person who fasted. A lot of times, right, on this day, we feel very happy, we feel very satisfied and delighted that the month of Ramadan is finished and our fasting is completed. And, you know, we were able to perform all the fasts in the month of Ramadan. But the Imam says, this is not enough. It's not enough that we fasted for us to be happy on this day. Rather, we should be sure that Allah accepted our fast. Of course, we can never be truly sure that Allah accepted our acts of obedience, such as our fasting or not. But we should at least do everything that has been prescribed and has been set out as a condition for the acceptance of this, of these acts of obedience, such as fasting, right? And then leave the rest to Allah and hope that He accepts it. And this is goes back to two very important principles in Islamic ethics, which is fear and hope, right? The mu'min, the believer, is always between fear and hope. These are the two wings of the believer, as it has been described in the hadith, which take him towards the proximity of Allah, fear and hope, or hope and desire. In continuation, the Imam says, he said that the Eid is truly only a holiday, is only a festival for the person whose fasts were accepted. And he says, and whose night worship and whose worship that he performed in the night, who's standing up in the night for prayer, has been appreciated and accepted by God. This is the person who can truly enjoy Eid and consider it a festival and a holiday for himself. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Eid and it being a festival for the person whose acts of obedience were accepted. In the words of Imam Ali, we once again congratulate you on this most auspicious day. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد